The first, we'll just do the first one today. So the first halacha that's found is not surprising. It's moda ani, and moda ani is actually not mentioned in the Gemara, and it's actually not mentioned.
Wow.
Yes. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, again, this is based on Or Chaim in Siman Aleph, so it says in source number one, which is on page two, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's good to say, he can't say it's a chova, he says tov. He says, good advice. What do you say? You wake up, you say, moda nefenecha, malach ha-vayam, shechazar tabi nishmasi bechemla, Rabbah Munasacha. And you'll notice how I said it. It's Bechemla, comma, Rabbah Munasacha. It's not Bechemla, Rabbah, comma, Munasacha. But Rabbah Munasacha is how great is God's faithfulness in us. That's why we're here. That's why we woke up this morning. And that's why he says the Teva, which means word, Bechemla, Yebet Nachta, meaning Bechemla et Nachta. Pause. Comma, right? Comma. It's good, right? Exactly. Now, why? Why? Because there should not be a stop between the words Rabbah Munasacha. How great, how multitude is your faithfulness in us. And actually that's based on a pasuk from Eicha. And because there's no mention of Shem Hashem, or even a kinui of Shem Hashem, it's just you, Atah, therefore you're not obligated to wash your hands, and therefore it can be said right when you wake up. Because really, you should really say Elokai, Neshemash, when you wake up. But there's a technicality that you need, because of Shem Hashem, you need to wash your hands.
Don't need to wash hands.
Right, okay, right. Very good. Very good. So that's what he points out here. And I'll tell you another thing, which I... Sorry, what was that?
No, sorry.
No, it's a great point.
I wanted an answer.
The answer is we don't have the Rambam. Right, you'll see that we don't have the Rambam.
No, I meant why the Rambam.
You have to find out.
I remember reading it, and I was like, oh, that's weird. But
so maybe the Rambam holds that... I think we'll see that in a second, that the Iker Netila, maybe he's not Choshesh for Ruach Ra'ah, he's the Iker Netila is for clean hands. Since you woke up, your hands are relatively clean.
He says, he brings it up here, right here.
Ah, oh, look at that.
I'm saying this, in this guy.
There you go. The Gemara B'Brachos, the Chayin Pascha Ram B'Shechon Arach, L'Alacha B'Ofen Pashut, Ach Mishum Abaya Technit, therefore, you should say moda ani.
Your hands are dirty.
Right, but how did the Rambam say you should say it?
He didn't think your hands were dirty.
It's like a classic Rambam, though. He's not choshesh ani. He's probably like, no, we're not that bad after all. No, he's always like that.
No, you could argue that maybe I don't know the answer. I gotta look it up. Properly, then maybe he doesn't hold the Avruach Ra, and therefore he doesn't have Ruach Ra.
He doesn't even bring up the idea of Ruach Ra here. He just says Shehin Mizuhamos.
That Mizuhamos is another word for Ruach Ra.
I don't know. There's a few different reasons for it.
Yes, we'll see that in a second. Right. So Mizuhamos means that you probably touch something that might have. Right. The two reasons in Nesu Daim, either you touch something while you were sleeping, or Ruach Ra is a spiritual Ruach Ra, whereas Kumi Mizuhamos is a physical type of dirtiness, right? That's, I think, the nafkamina between them. But the nafkamina is if you wear gloves all night. If you wear gloves all night. If you wear gloves all night, you have to wash. So it depends. If you hold of Mizuhamos, maybe not. What could you have touch? Your hands are wearing gloves. If you hold Ruach Ra, it's just sleeping that creates a Ruach Ra. Physical gloves will not be. That'd be a nafkamina between Ruach Ra. Okay. There's a fascinating statement here. We'll end with this. Of Rav Yonah Grenadi in the Sefer Yireim, he says, listen to this, Eilu Dvarim Asher Yaseh Otam Adam V'Chai Behem, Chayei Olam. These are certain things we know, you have to live to do the perform the Torah. B'chol Boker, B'kitzo Mishnato, Yizdazea V'yeh Nirta V'nifchad Me'imata Borei. You wake in the morning, you should be fearful of what you got to do. Listen to this, V'zichro Chazdo Asher Asalo. Remember, every single morning, it's a chesed, it's a kindness that you woke up. And if you remember, wait a second, God woke me up today. It means I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. Therefore, literally, God had your neshama. It was a pikadon. You used it. God had this pikadon at night. He gave it back to you. And therefore, there's a sense of ima sabore, that if he's willing to give it back to me, it must mean that I have a function, I have a purpose, and to be so thankful for this opportunity to have another day to be able to live and to perform and to do goodness in the world. That's a very the Bali Musar. It's a Musar statement as well, in many ways as halach. Okay, that's just a short topic. The next topic, which is extensive and a little complicated,
what is
in the Kli Sudam in the morning, is Dazeya. You should be like shake. Okay.
Shake works.
Shkoch, everybody. If this works for people, I'm usually here, you know, at least probably three times at 9:45 tomorrow.